Division.com.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're taking your pulse right here on the air during this show. You know how to take your pulse, right? Put it up to your neck. See if there's anything there. I used to take an aerobics class, and I swear, I thought, man, do I have a heartbeat? I would be hitting myself in the neck and on the wrist. I couldn't feel anything, I'm telling you. I think we're all feeling something now, though, and I bet your pulse is racing when it comes to a couple of things, including where you are economically, where you stand. And there is a good reason for that. It's because of so much around us spiraling out of control. You know, how much do you have control over your life? Death and taxes, baby, right? Those are the two certainties, or uncertainties, I guess, in a sense, for some people, because you're never really quite sure what you owe or what you're getting back. But death, I mean, that's it. It's the finality of death. And people are scared to death, having heart attacks, stress levels up across the board, because they don't know what their financial future looks like. And the numbers bear it out. Poll after poll after poll. People are not happy out there. There is a big disparity between people who have money and people who don't. I notice even around me more discussions about money. Money, 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 money. It always goes back to the same thing. So I guess I'm not surprised when I read other polls that say, well, you know what, less than half of Republican primary voters are satisfied with the 2012 field. Less than half. We have 8 months until the first nominating contest really unfold, like the Iowa caucuses and all of that. Less than half of the Republican primary voters, 45%, say they're satisfied with the current crop. Ooh, and I think it's going to really, really change in the next couple of months. You're going to see different faces that you haven't seen before and maybe haven't even heard of before. One of them is this guy named Huntsman, who used to be an ambassador and has kind of an interesting past. I mean, he's a guy I don't think who wins this at all. Maybe he shows up on the radar as somebody's second. Certainly, he doesn't think that, though, because he's going to declare that he's a candidate and he's somebody who is very familiar with U.S. military operations overseas based on some of the things that he's done in the past. He's a Utah governor, a former Utah governor, and he grabbed some big headlines, and this is why I start with this, because he called for an end to American involvement in Libya and Afghanistan. The only other person who truly has done that has been Ron Paul, and he says, listen, it doesn't serve, prolonging our involvement in Afghanistan doesn't serve our strategic interests. In Libya, we can't afford it. He's dead on right. We cannot afford this any longer. We can't afford the amount of money that we're spending. Right now, we're talking about hitting $1.1 billion in September as far as the aid just to Libya. Nothing else. Not even talking about Afghanistan or any of the rest of it. In fact, it was interesting. He was quoted as saying in a popular magazine, if you can't define a winning exit strategy for the American people where we somehow come out ahead, we're wasting our money. We're wasting our strategic resources. And as far as Afghanistan is concerned, it's a tribal state. It always will be. Whether we like it or not, whenever we withdraw from Afghanistan, whether it's years from now, today, tomorrow, whatever, what do we do? Are we going to stay and play traffic cop? It doesn't serve our interests. He is so dead on when it comes to Afghanistan. Absolutely. It does not serve our interests, but yet we continue to pump money into Afghanistan. I don't get it. So Senator Lindsey Graham talked about a couple of things when it came to that country and the military. One of the things he said was about the troops and that it was the right thing to do. It was the right decision to deploy 30,000 troops in Afghanistan. He also talked about something we've talked about a lot, the illiteracy rate among the Afghani army recruits and how that affects them on the battlefield, which proves the point of Huntsman. The illiteracy rate, period, in Afghanistan is 90%, maybe even a little higher than that. But they still say that the military training has improved, and that's a huge deal. And can Afghanistan gain control? And he's saying yes, that it could happen by 2014. I say we get out of Dodge now. We cut our losses and we get out of Afghanistan. Here's Graham.
18 months ago, it was pretty bleak. The enemy was on the offensive. We were on the defensive. And President Obama's decision to send 30,000 troops into Afghanistan, I think, was correct and not a moment too soon. And the 30,000 troops are beginning to really show a difference. What was the literacy rate of NCOs graduating from the Afghan NCO Academy? About 20%. I'll make a bold statement. If you can't read or write, it's pretty hard, or do basic math, to send an artillery shell downrange and hit the people you're wanting to hit. And if you can't shoot your gun accurately, it's going to be very difficult to win. I'll give you a little overview of how things have improved in the last 18 months from my point of view. The biggest change that I've seen in Afghanistan is the training of the Afghan National Security Forces. In the last 17 months, we've added 90,000 additional Afghan security forces. We now have 280,000. 90% of the trainees coming out of the training regime are NATO qualified. Literacy rates are going through the roof. The NCO Corps is now about 70% literate. This was the first graduating class of the officer candidate school while I was there, where 100% of the graduates passed their literacy exams. The goal to transition to Afghan security force control by 2014 is very much possible if we continue the training, equipping, and the general effort to build capacity. How did the Taliban come back? A lack of security vacuum, but also poor governance. I would argue the biggest threat to our success in Afghanistan is about 40% the insurgency and 60% the Afghan government. That's how this is flipped.
All right, so you heard what Graham had to say there. Some of what he talked about, I agree with. Afghanistan, however, when you're talking about 20% that are literate, and how he mentioned how can you possibly hit these targets, and gee, look where we are now. We're talking about 2014. Really, do you think Afghanistan is going to flip? Do you think Afghanistan can stand on its own, or does it just go back to the same old, same old? I say it goes back to the same old, same old. We should get out now. 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
So what do you think? The latest guy to want to throw in his name for a possible Republican candidate for president, John Huntsman, says, really, should we play traffic cop in Afghanistan? Let's be brutal about it. Why are we going to be there till 2014? It's now already our longest war. People don't even treat it like that, except for the incredibly brave, wonderful heroes we have that serve again and again and again. And many of you are mothers and fathers to those who have done so, and for that I always and will continue to always salute all of you, whether you're in the breadbasket, East Coast, West Coast, whatever. You can't say enough about the troops, and it saddens me whenever pay is threatened or any of that kind of stuff, because, you know, with the debt ceiling, they're talking about if in fact we default on the loans, one of the things that would happen is Social Security. There'd be problems with Social Security and problems with military pay. And that's just outrageous to me. Outrageous. That's a sidebar thing. We've talked about that. Afghanistan, though, where are we going with Afghanistan? I mean, it's the same question that I asked 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Right from the get-go, we've asked this. If I rewind any of the footage I have in some dusty old archive of America Tonight, you would hear me saying similar things. There's a problem when you can go back and hear yourself saying the same thing. You sound like a politician, right? And of course, because this is the line of crap that they've been serving us. What is the exit strategy? We dance around, 2014, and everything will be great, except for they're all illiterate and they can't hit the broad side of a barn. 800-259-5791. Is Huntsman right? Get out and just get out now. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. Hey, I've had lunch with Governor Huntsman, talked to him a few times. I was thinking about even calling him up, seeing if he wants some help. So I kind of wish he had run this election, though. I'll be honest with you, Kate, and we're talking about literacy in Afghanistan. Well, you know, there's literacy and then there's political literacy, you know? And unfortunately, most of the political illiterates in America are going to reelect Obama president, and I just don't see him losing. The demographics are just lined up that way. And, you know, I don't, back when he ran for president in 08, and he got their nomination, there was just no way he was going to lose. You know, I talked to you a couple times about this, you know. He's going to pull a minority vote, and he's going to pull a third of the white vote, at least. And once he pulls that, guess what? He won the election again. You know, we can sit there and talk politics about what all these people want to do and everything, but it's just, that's what it's going to come down to.
Well, you know, I disagree with you in one way. If unemployment is sky high, much higher even than it is now, because I think it's really 15%, but let's say the official numbers are 9.1%. If that is high and gas is through the roof, if gas prices are through the roof, then I think you'll see a lot of people jump ship. But you're right. The way it's lined up now, his approval ratings, enough people that'll get out there and go, and plus the electoral vote, how it's set up, I don't see how he loses either.
Well, and the thing is that, you know, with the extended unemployment, et cetera, these people that don't have a job / don't have money for gas are getting money and gas from him, you know, and so, you know, why are you going to slap the hand that's feeding you? Anyway, it's interesting, Governor Huffman has brought up the Afghanistan, and you know, you sit there and you look at the illiteracy rate of that country, okay? And I tried to have a conversation, believe it or not, with my 14-year-old nephew a couple months back when he was in school, because he doesn't seem to want to apply himself. He's a very bright kid, but he just doesn't seem to want. He says school is boring and there's no purpose for it. And I said, oh, really? Mm. I tried to explain to him that education is power. I mean, you look in America, people that have college degrees go on to further education are the ones that make the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to make, what, $1.5 million? I mean, look how much you make. I'm just kidding.
Yes, millions.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is. Education is, knowledge is power, you know. And one of the things that if you see why, that's part of the problem in Afghanistan, is that because hardly anyone there is educated, it's easy for somebody that comes in that might have a little bit of an education to overrun the place and take control. Same thing happened. Remember the Khmer Rouge when they went through Cambodia and parts of Vietnam after the Americans left Vietnam? You know,
yeah.
They just, anybody who had an education, anybody who'd ever been to a school, they shot them, just killed every one of them over at the killing fields. There were 2-3 million people.
Sure.
Anybody that had an education, why? Because ignorant people. People who are not educated
will follow.
Exactly, like sheep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we did the same thing when, you know, the Europeans, monarchies went into Africa. They took people that were, they considered, didn't even consider humans. They called them savages. Brought them to America, ran the triangle, you know? Put them as slaves. What did they do when they got to America? Did they educate them? No, they weren't going to educate them. Why? Because they were easier to control without education. You know, so that's where one of the issues right now with Afghanistan is, and I'm glad this guy brought it up today, is that they don't have a lot of education, you know, and they're easy to be taken over, and that's the scary part. I agree with you. We talked about it last night, Kate. Yeah, this has been a land of tribes, you know, tribal warfare for thousands of years, you know. That's just a side joke. You know, my best friend's, one of his brother-in-law's an A-10 pilot for the Air Force, and he was over there for a year, and I talked to him when he got back, and he just said, I have no clue why anyone would want to live there. The place is dusty all the time, and it's like living in a dust bowl. But anyway, so, you know, that's where these people are, and if we pull out, okay, now, the Huntsman said that, yeah, we need to get out, but we still need to leave some troops kind of behind, not, you know, we don't need 100,000 troops there. We still need some there to help the Afghans, you know, the forces that they have there to help support them, I guess, okay? But if we do a complete withdrawal, Kate,
mm-hmm.
How long do you think Karzai and his government's going to stay in power, you know?
I don't know, because he's riddled with corruption, and he's got every one of his brothers, sisters, second cousins, fifth cousins working for him in some capacity. I think it just stays the same. I think it goes, sadly, I think there's no advancement. I think it stays the same. Whoever has the money wins. Whoever can trade in guns or money or whatever. You said it, talking about the illiteracy rate. What do the people want? They want to be comfortable and have some kind of a roof over their head. So they're not going to buck the Taliban or whoever else is in charge. Whatever group ends up in some of these villages, they're not going to do that. It's going to be the same.
Well, that's what I hope, you know, and that's the hope if we do pull out, because, you know, all we need again is, and of course, we talked last night, it's happening all over the Middle East right now. We don't know where Al-Qaeda's next base is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, and just because because Bin Laden's gone, doesn't mean that these people still don't want to carry on their right-wing, wacko Islamic extremism, you know, and blame the West for the reason they're impoverished or whatever, you know, and you see, you know, Kate, people don't have to stay that way. Like you were saying on the tidbit you had there, you know, guys said, you know, these guys have been getting educated since we've been there the last 10 years. You know, they passed the literacy test. Look at America. I mean, you know, African American kids are just about as smart, you know, or most of them are as smart as white kids are, and scholastically, you know. That wasn't the same 150 years ago.
Right.
And so the point is that, you know, like the commercial says, the human mind is a terrible thing to waste. Everyone on Earth can learn and become literate, you know. I don't know that everybody can become politically literate and study an individual and decide, hey, you know, this guy's a really good guy to, you know, this guy really deserves, he's got the experience to be in the presidency, you know. That was the one thing. Wasn't because Obama was black. I just couldn't believe the guy won because the guy didn't have that much experience in politics. You know, it's just like, gee. You know,
yeah, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter because he was charismatic. He knew how to go around and speak, and he had a couple of books out that helped as well, and he got publicity, a lot of publicity for that, and he was a rising star in the Democratic Party. So he was very easy to prop up. That's the thing. If Obama didn't happen this time around, there was a very good chance it would have happened in the future, but they seized the opportunity, the Democrats that were supporting him, when they saw the opening. Don, thanks. Interesting conversation. You can always join the conversation. I'm going to give you my digits. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Wait till you hear what we're talking about next.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right. Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
So be honest, America. I want you to go to your purse or your wallet right now and take out your driver's license. Do you like the way you look in your driver's license? In other words, are you smiling? Are you frowning? Do you look frumpy? Do you look grumpy? How do you look in your license shot? And that's a shot you might carry around for a while. It's the same when you're a kid. You know, they make you plaster your hair down to your head and they line you up correctly for those crazy school photos. And when you go in people's homes, you see their grandchildren and their children and you look at the poses and everybody seems sort of frozen to me. It's that childhood stare that they make you perform. Look here, look over here. They're just trying to get that smile and your eyes open for the school photos. Well, I was thinking about this today. I happen to see, and maybe some of you have seen it, and if you haven't, go to my website, americatonight.net, and you'll see it. I posted it up there at the blog. If you click on blog, notes from a scorecard, it's right there at the top. Click on it. You'll see the photo of John Edwards that was taken in the beginning of June when he was indicted on all those charges related to soliciting about $1 million in campaign money to cover up his relationship with a former videographer, campaign worker, Ryle Hunter. Anyway, the U.S. Marshals Service released the photo. He looks like he is calm, cool, collected, and running for office. I've never seen a mugshot like this. When I asked you to pull out your driver's license, you would want this guy's photo. I mean, if you could look like that in your driver's license, none of us ever looked that great, right? He is so button-downed. He has, like, who knows, a $500 tie on, a starched white shirt, pearly white teeth, perfect hair, smile. You have to be kidding me. What did he think? He was posing for his driver's license or his photo up on the hill? There's just something almost creepy about it. One of my favorite sites to go to is called, I know, it's a cheap thrill, and I'm going to share it with all of you. It's called Smoking Gun, if you've never been there. Have you ever seen Smoking Gun? If you go on this website, it is the mugshots of celebrities. It's celebrities, really. And they're crazy. I mean, the mugshots are crazy. Some of them are kind of posing, but I went through as much as I could the mugshots that were posted. And let me tell you, none of them look like John Edwards. Not even the ones that were semi-decent. Not even like Paris Hilton. She had an okay mugshot. She didn't look terrible in her shot. But not like John Edwards. I mean, you want to talk about propped up and posing. I wonder if he asked for a redo, officer. Would you mind taking that over again? You didn't get my best side. I mean, are you kidding me? That's all I could think of. Are you kidding me? It looks just too perfect. You know, when the photo was released, his lawyers were preparing arguments, apparently, to delay the testimony in that lawsuit that was actually brought by Hunter about a sex tape the two made. Remember, she's saying that Edward's campaign aide, Andrew Young, was pretending to be the father of her baby, improperly took that tape from her and some other things. Whew. Edwards, by the way, is scheduled to be in court on Thursday morning. I mean, his powers of persuasion, they are withering on the vine. Although he did persuade someone to take a decent picture of him. I mean, this mugshot is unbelievable. Even Jesse Jackson looked stunned when they got him for criminal trespass back in 99. And this was all over a demonstration at a high school in Illinois. But it looked like a mugshot. How can you be happy about posing for a mugshot? Of course you're not. I mean, even if he just sort of sat there, it would be all right. But it's like he just doesn't get where he is. And it tells you something about John Edwards. You have to go check out his photo. If you never go to my site again, go this time, americatonight.net. Click on the blogs, but you'll see it. You'll see it. And I'm not kidding you. I don't know that I've seen a man his age and in his circumstances. I'm going to say this. I've never seen a man look that way in any photo at that particular time. All right, let's go to Kathy. Kathy, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine, Kate.
How are you?
That was so funny.
Yeah, the driver's license photo. I just had mine taken, and it was okay. It was okay. The lady that did it was really funny, and we were kibitzing back and forth with each other. So I think she was rooting for me to get a good picture. But it's so true. Nobody really has a great photo. This guy, this photo is perfect. I mean, he looks like he's posing for Vanity Fair magazine.
I know. And that's what the funny thing is. But when it was on his driver's license, right?
The photo was his mugshot.
On being arrested?
Yes, for illegally using campaign money to hide his girlfriend who was pregnant.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? He probably, because he's a politician, yeah, asked for a redo. I mean, they know how to do that so perfectly. And, you know, they lie. Politician that
doesn't lie. No kidding. You and I, listen, I'm telling, Kathy, you and I aren't getting any redos. If you or I are arrested wrongly, you know, they think I stole something somewhere and I didn't, and they have me down on the ground and I'm in shock and I can't believe it. I'm blindsided. Trust me, I am not getting a redo. Probably my hair's in my face. Mascara may be running because I'd be hysterical. Who knows? But they're not giving me redos and tissues.
Oh, I can't even do mascara on a normal day. You know, it runs down my face and all over the place. And being arrested, my God, I've got some good mugshots of that.
There you go.
No shit. And I mean, I'm telling you, this guy has got the way, but you know, you gotta be a politician. So what do? They campaign, right? They gotta look good to the public, right? Look at Wiener.
Oh, There's a great example.
I heard you talk the other night, and that is something else. But you know what? We're not crooked enough, see?
That's the problem. Honesty has its drawbacks. You don't look as good in photos.
Yeah, and, you know, you're right. And if I took a class online, I'd flunk it.
There you go. Unlike everybody else who gets their degree.
Yeah, I'd take out the degree and be an asshole.
All right, thanks for the call. We got to let you fly there. Talking about the mug shots of some of the people, again, that I've gone through, some of the celebrities, I can't believe his mugshot. I still am stunned by the way he looks. Just definitely, definitely, head and shoulders. I don't care who it is. Nick Cage, whoever it is that I've seen that's been arrested for various things. Jay-Z, arrested for stabbing a record exec. Remember, this was also in 99. He had a serious look on his face. I mean, there's been a few people that have grinned, but not to the extent of John Edwards. You think, if anything, he would be upset. He pled not guilty to conspiracy, 4 counts of illegal campaign contributions, and 1 count of false statements. So he's saying that he had no idea and he would never break the law and whatnot in the very brief statement that he made. Now we'll see what happens when he gets into court. He knows how to work the system, because remember, this is what he did for his life before he became a politician. He was the poor guy who turned into the rich guy because he was ferocious in court and had million-dollar victories, multi-million-dollar victories with some very big companies, and knew how to work it, knew the powers of persuasion. But this is a little bit different, because he's in a situation where at least he would get a slap on the wrist. You know, whatever he walks away with, I think, is going to be... I can't imagine that he's going to walk away completely scot-free. Although he does have some good attorneys, and that's part of the key to the justice system. If you can afford it, it's just like taxes. If you have a great... This is the difference between people who are, I'm saying, really, really wealthy. People who are really, really wealthy get more money back in taxes because they have the best lawyers that money can buy, who are paid well to find the loopholes, to drill it down. And it's the same thing in court. It's just like the dream team O.J. Simpson had. Remember, he had the best legal team you could possibly assemble, and sure enough, he was acquitted because he had, I think, because he had very, very good legal representation. And it's the same thing with Edwards. In this case of the campaign funds, he's lawyered up with some really strong people who know their way around this issue and have a good chance of getting him cleared. I believe there'll be something. I do not think he walks away with this without something, whatever it is, some kind of probationary thing or a couple of months. I can't believe that he will be totally scot-free on this. However, I just told you about the legal team, and it is about that. It is about that representation, so we'll see. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to go to the mailbag and see what you all had to say, as I'm always inviting you to chime in either at 800-259-5791 or through the mail, americatonight.net.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailouts. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
So just a quick reminder, coming up, we've got a big, big contest that we're going to unveil where you could win a Magellan GPS. Are you wandering around without a Magellan, without a compass? Do you not have a way to find out where you're going? I wonder how many people have GPSs in their car. How many people are rolling around with that old MapQuest piece of paper stuck on the seat next to them? Remember when you used to drive around, you couldn't find where you were going, and you had to look over at the paper? How crazy is that? Now that seems so ridiculously antiquated, doesn't it? You've got to have someone with a British voice. Oh, you need to turn 3 miles on the right-hand side, or some other voice. Because you can choose who you want, and with most of these, the accent they have. In fact, thinking of the GPS thing, I read quickly an interesting thing before we get to the mail about a woman who had her car roll into a lake because she was following GPS directions. You know, here's the thing, people. Whatever, it doesn't matter. If you ask the guy in the corner how to get somewhere and you know that, geez, I must have missed it, something seems wrong, why would you continue to do that? I don't get this. But sure enough, this is what happened. following the GPS and not thinking, this seems a little odd to me, a little off. There were three women, actually, and they were in an SUV, and they had a rental car with a GPS deal in it, and they were driving in Mercer, and they were following the GPS unit after midnight, and instead they didn't realize it, but they were going down a boat launch and went poof right into the water. So they luckily got out. They were able to get out safely. If they hadn't, oh, how tragic would that be? So at 5 in the morning, somebody was there and they were able to tow the car out of the water. But they say there was no alcohol, drugs, nothing like that, just a lost driver and a GPS system, and they followed it all the way in. You know, it was like a Mercedes SUV, too. And can you imagine? This was a rental. We're talking about Seattle. We're talking about near Seattle. Can you imagine calling up the rental company? I'm not responsible for this. It's your GPS. It's not my fault. Anyway, the Magellan is fantastic. It's easy to work. You won't be driving off anything if you get the Magellan. And we are giving a Magellan GPS system away. That's happening in the next couple of weeks. Pay attention and I'll give you all the details. It's easy as pie. Also, if you have had any brushes with fame, continue to send those to us through the website, americatonight.net. And we're talking about if you were there when John Edwards had his mug shot taken and you watched, or perhaps you accidentally had lunch with Paris Hilton because she stopped over at Burger King and you were sitting in the table when she walked in and you said hello to her. It doesn't have to be somebody infamous. It could be somebody that's famous because of sports or because of business, because of politics, entertainment, or just some good guy person that made big national headlines that we all know, some kind of hero. If you've had that brush with fame, just write it to me, send it to me. We will put your name in the hat, and we will draw the name of the winner on this show. Coming up, I can tell you the exact date, in fact. Coming up at the end of June, and I'm going to say that when we will do it will be the 29th. Wednesday the 29th, we will draw for our Evel Knievel Leather USA jacket. It is super sweet. If you ride motorcycles, this thing is to die for. It is. Now, it's a medium, so if you're big, 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 it might be tougher to get around that belly. However, you could pass it on to somebody else. It is a beautiful, beautiful jacket. And that's all for our Brushes with Fame contest, because I think it's interesting. People remember, they meet someone that has some kind of fame, and then they tell their friends, and it spreads from there. I mean, that's just human nature. That's how it is. It's the beast. We cannot help it. Let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Ooh!
I know even Homer is stunned by the cool things that we are giving away on America Tonight. So as Homer said, the mail is here, and this one comes to us from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, did you hear the latest about Wiener? I hate to bring it up. I'm almost sick of the story myself, but this was just too juicy to not mention, about the porn actress who went back and forth with the emails with Wiener. Do you know who I'm talking about? I do. It's Ginger Lee. I saw that headline, too. And, of course, who was her lawyer? Gloria Allred. Whenever women, wicked women, porn actresses are to be represented, she is right there. So she's saying that she got some sexually charged messages from Wiener all the way up through the beginning of June. She's saying, in fact, 100 emails between March and June. And what happened was she posted a supportive statement about the congressman on her blog. He then contacted her. They mostly discussed politics, but sometimes it turned to sex, is what she's saying. And she gave a quote. She said, one of the things he said is, I have wardrobe demands, too. I need to highlight my package. So now, Wiener's in a two-week leave of absence. He's at an undisclosed location. You got to think that, look, this guy, he's out. I mean, the Democratic leaders are going to meet on Thursday to figure out how they're handling the scandal, what they're going to do. I mean, they could strip him of his committee assignments. They could take some other kind of actions to punish him. he's going to end up resigning because who knows who comes out next. Now you have a porn actress. I mean, it seems like all he was doing was tweeting women sexually charged messages between Twitter and Facebook. Was he voting on things and then running in the hallway and tweeting things, or was he voting and tweeting while he was sitting there? I mean, who knows what kind of rush this guy got. And on June 2nd, he apparently called her and told her to avoid the media. Yeah, so he knew. He knew the avalanche was on. All right, let's go quickly to another one. This one is from Bob. He says, America Tonight, when talking about the candidates, including Newt Gingrich, who could be the representative for the Republicans in the race for president, did you hear the latest about Newt and money and the fact that he might have broken the law in how he reported money that was paid to his for-profit business from his non-profit charity? What say you? Yeah, what they're saying is it's about $220,000 over 2 years, and he did have profit businesses and, you know, books, DVDs, but he didn't report it to the IRS. Now, the charity and Gingrich say that's wrong. The speaker was fined $300,000, though, if you remember, in 98, for breaking House ethics violations for misusing money from a charity. He got cleared of the criminal charges, but that did come up. So Newt Gingrich, is he in a position where he was moving the money around and trying to figure it out so it would play out right on the taxes? I don't know. They say they're going to investigate him. If he's broken the law, he should pay the full penalty, and we'll see if that happens. But it is a little bit of a chunk of money that they're talking about. It's always tricky with the non-profits and the profits, especially having two businesses. He wasn't happy. I heard he went ballistic when that story came out. You can never be too careful. Ask any of us who have had a tangle with the IRS.